Hello, everybody, and welcome to what we are calling Episode Zero of the Force Fed Sci-Fi Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Chris Rupp, and I am here with my friend and co-host,
Sean Culp.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Episode Zero, the intro of the Force Fed Sci-Fi Podcast. We just wanted to give you, the audience, a brief overview of who Sean and I are and what movies you can expect we'll talk about and what the show will be like. So to start off, as I said, my name is Chris Rupp. Grew up in, you know, near suburbs of Chicago, lived there my whole life. And my love of sci-fi really kind of came about from many holiday weekend marathons of The Twilight Zone with my dad and breaking down those episodes with him, and that he introduced me to movies like Terminator 2 and Predator. And, you know, if I gave it any thought as a 28-year-old adult, it would really explain a lot in my later years.
Really?
Yeah, it really would.
That impact you immensely?
It impacted me quite a bit. I mean, when you're watching Predator and you're seeing, you know, the Predator turn, you know, an actor's spine and skull into a mace, that kind of messes with you a little bit.
I forgot about that. Yeah, you know, that I agree.
But nowadays, I find my sci-fi tendencies leading more towards the plausible ones.
Okay.
The near future dystopian films are ones that I that appeal to me the most.
What is it, setting up the precedent for like our future?
Well,
it
could be. You
relatability.
Never know. I mean, when you watch a movie like The Matrix and you see all these people that are plugged in, I think The Matrix is more relevant today than when it came out 20 years ago.
So true. That's cool.
But I think that's enough about me for a minute. I mean, Sean, who are you?
Who am I? So I'm Sean Culp. I'm 27. I grew up in the burbs, like around Elmhurst area near Chicago. I love sci-fi because when I was a kid, I used to watch Star Trek Voyager with my brother.
Ooh.
Yeah, we would wake up like in the 90s at like 5 in the morning. We'd just watch the episodes, we'd pre-record them, we'd watch them after, like, all the time. And I didn't really know too much about Star Trek, but really, I credit my older brother for kind of getting me into Star Trek and then Star Wars, and it just kind of blossomed. And as I got older, I started liking more of the indie type of stuff. So I'm not a dystopian type guy, though, personally speaking. I like more of the fun, like Blade Runner or like...
Well, that's still very bleak.
Very, indeed. I guess it is bleak, but it's fun.
But you like the fun ones. I mean, I'm guessing you're a big fan of the original Star Trek films, like Wrath of Khan, The Undiscovered Country.
Oh, my gosh. I love William Shatner, how he acts. It's just brilliant. And the concepts they talk about is, like, nice.
I've always wanted to see a Star Trek where there was a mashup of his character from The Twilight Zone in the episode he was in Nightmare at 20,000 Feet and some episode of Star Trek where he's just looking out from the bridge on the Enterprise and just going, there's something on the nacelle. Something.
That would be amazing.
That would be the best mashup in history. I'm surprised Gene Roddenberry and Rod Serling missed on that.
They did. They could still do it. He's still alive.
Neither of them are alive.
No. But William Shatner.
Well, yeah.
So they could redub it. They could redo it.
So some of the movies that we hope to cover here on the show, we have Interstellar. We have 2001 A Space Odyssey, The Martian, Alien, Aliens, Star Trek, the original and the reboot series, Blade Runner, The Matrix, Predator, Super 8. We have a list of about 118 movies.
That's a lot.
And plenty in reserve. So we hope that you tune in to hear us every week to dissect your favorite sci-fi films.
Please. And like, shoot us an email if you have any requests or anything fun that you want us to review. Mm.
Odds are we probably hit on just about every sci-fi film that we could think of in the last 40 years.
Yeah.
But before you tune in, why don't we give a brief overview of what folks can expect from the show?
The breakdown.
So we will introduce the show. We'll give a brief synopsis, hopefully spoiler-free, but my statute of limitations of spoilers is 5 years. So
Fair
if the movie's
enough.
Older than that, you're out of luck there. So we're going to break down who's in the movie, who directed it, who wrote it, who produced it, what led into the filming, what inspired it. We're going to break down the film, any philosophical or filmmaking questions that come up as we review and watch. And at the end, we pick our red shirt, who, if you are familiar with Star Trek lore, you know that the red shirt is the character who has been chosen to die by the writers without service to plot development or story of any kind. They are just there to die.
They're the throwaway, man.
And then also, we have the lens flare, which if you are familiar with J.J. Abrams' films, you know that the lens flare is part of his cinematography oeuvre.
Oeuvre?
Yeah, where you get these bright flashes of lights into the screen that people, that kind of blind you for a minute. And that, for us, that is the brief flash in a movie where nothing really happened, whether it's a slow motion sequence or, you know, some poor animal who was sacrificed or some random plot device that doesn't go anywhere, your MacGuffins, your red herrings.
That just leaves you speechless or like confused.
Yeah. So this is, it's the non-death version of the red shirt. Really something that's just a quick flash in the pan and doesn't do anything for the story. So in addition to going over the movie and answering our philosophical and filmmaking questions and the red shirt and the lens flare, this podcast wouldn't be complete without having a rating system.
Of course, you have to.
Yes, for any movie podcast, it is obligatory to have a rating system. And we have one that is unique to the Force Fed Sci-Fi podcast. We have a four-tiered system. So we have Wouldn't Watch, which those movies where once was enough.
Never again.
Yeah. We'd have Would Watch, where we would classify this as, oh, we see it on TBS or TNT, and, you know, it's still early enough in the movie, we can still enjoy it.
Yeah.
We have the Would Own section, where we would comfortably and happily add this movie to our collection and enjoy future viewings of it. And then finally finish it up with a Would Host Viewing Parties, which we love this movie so much that it's so enjoyable that it just has to be shared with the world.
That's like the Lord of the Rings viewings, or the people that do the Harry Potter trilogy. They just like sit down and have parties around
it. I don't have 18 hours to watch all of the Lord of the Rings movies.
I'm telling you, man. Some people do it.
My butt would be so sore after all that. I would need so many breaks.
I feel like viewing parties is so disciplined.
It has to be the right movie, and you have to invite the right people that you know would enjoy the movie.
Fair enough.
So with all of that being said, what say we pick our movie for our very first official episode?
Sweet.
So every week we will enlist the help of our friendly random number generator AI. We call her Major Samantha. And between 1 and 118, she has selected number 10, which is the 2010 instant classic directed by Christopher Nolan, Inception.
It's going to be great. What
a
good start.
We're starting off with a heavy hitter, folks, and we hope that you tune in for that first episode. As I said, my name is Chris Rupp. Sean Culp is my co-host. If you enjoyed the show, please go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. It helps to drive us up the charts as well as help people like you find the show. We are across the spectrum of social media with Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Force Fed Sci-Fi. You can check out and download episodes at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts. And please subscribe so you never miss an episode. Finally, you can check out our website, forcefedscifi.com, for show notes and links to all of our social media. So for myself and Sean Culp, we'll see you next time. Force Fed Sci-Fi is written and hosted by Sean Culp and Chris Rupp. Website design, associate producer, and editing by Jeremy Keske. Artwork designed by Mike Berger. Theme music composed and performed by Custom Anthem.